This is the Friday Morning Zine. Good morning, I'm Jeff Pope, and as usual, once a month here on Friday, we join you to talk about Veterans Affairs program, talk about Veterans Affairs in our area, the struggles and accomplishments of vets living in the Four Corners area. And joining me this morning is Darla Saunders. She is the adjutant for the Disabled American Veterans. She's also their grant writer as well. Darla, welcome to the show. Glad to have you here again.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to be here.
We're going to talk today in a little bit about membership and some of the politics happening nationally around vets. In one way, maybe too simple to say it, is jets or vets, because the Secretary of Defense has issued his budget ideas for this year. But first, let's talk about some of the events that are coming up, fundraising and otherwise for the Four Corners area around veterans.
Okay, well, the first item we have is the Mardi Gras that's going on this Saturday at the VFW in Mancos. And that fundraiser is to assist in funds, because that is a historical building and requires a lot of work and upkeep. So the Mardi Gras is this Saturday, and it is dinner and dancing. And the tickets are $30 a person and $50 a couple. They're going to have the Porch Lights and Yearning for Yeti as the band's playing. And David Johnson is our point of contact for that. If anybody is still interested in getting tickets, there's tickets available. The number for him is 560-5343.
Now, this fundraiser is the VFW in Montezuma County, this area. It owns the Mancos Opera House, right?
Yes, we do.
And so what is the work that you're focused on right now that will go toward what the proceeds from the Mardi Gras event will go towards in terms of the historic preservation there? Because that's an old building, right?
Yes, it is in, as part of the Historical Society. And we are looking to redo the front facade. That is one of the things that the Historical Society wants us to do, is to get the windows back into the original look. Mm-hmm. And also the upstairs, which is where the opera house itself is at, the flooring underneath needs to be reinforced. Mm. So those are the two major projects that we have going on. And what we do with the actual Mardi Gras is it gives us the funding that we need to go out for grants, because we have to do an in-kind, or, you know, we have to do a matching funds,
right?
10%. So this raises the money for the matching funds so that we can put in for a grant and receive the monies to do the projects.
In the case of State Historical Fund, which we've worked with a lot here, if you put down 25%, you can get 75% from State Historical Fund on qualified products. So projects. So you could go a long way there.
Exactly.
Now, has some of the work on that building been completed when it comes to the facade? Did you do some window work already?
Yes, we have done some work in the past, but not all of it was completed.
I see.
So I think the last grant was $250,000, and that's kind of what we're looking for again this time, and we would be able to finish the facade and work on the reinforcement of the flooring for upstairs.
If you just joined us, this is the Morning Zine. I'm Jeff Pope here, and I'm speaking with Darla Saunders. It's our monthly Veterans Affairs programs. Darla is the adjutant for the Disabled American Veterans. She's also held many other posts around the different veterans organizations. So so the VFW is really putting down a marker and saying, we want this building to be a centerpiece in Mancos, Colorado, and that we want it to be beautiful and functional at the same time.
Oh, you bet.
Yeah.
You bet.
So if you get this next grant round, when would construction start? And when would you guys be able to look at saying, hey, we have a finished product at least for this next phase? Because we know it never, ever, ever ends on the his historic project. So I don't want to put you on the spot to say. but when would you guys, when could the public like see a difference from their Mardi Gras fundraising bucks that they throw down this weekend?
I believe the next grant cycle starts over the summer with the grants being actually awarded towards the fall. So I would say probably you would see something going on in the fall, and we would be done by this time or a little bit later in the spring next year.
Okay. So that's the Mardi Gras party, which is Saturday night at the Mancus Opera House. Mm-hmm. And Porch Lights are, and Yearning for Yeti are performing, and that's to benefit the rehabilitation of the Mancus Opera House. Okay, what other events you got going on?
Well, the Cortez Gun and Sportsman Show that is here every year. This year it's from April 25th to 27th. The VFW, along with the DAV assistance, is going to have a car show in conjunction with that. Mm. We are also going to kick off our membership drive, so we will have membership booths there, and we will be raffling off a patriotic quilt.
Huh. Okay. You're smiling because that it seems like a cool thing to you.
Yeah, I'm a quilter.
Oh, really? You know, quilting has really taken off around here. It feels like to me around here. But is this, if you're a quilter, is this just old hat and or is it more popular than ever?
I think it's more popular than ever. But as a quilter, I've only been doing it for 3 or 4 years. So I'm one of the new and modern quilters.
What does that mean?
That means I do art quilts and add beading and some specialized items, vice the straight pieced work.
Which is just thread, fabric, and some padding.
Exactly.
So you're not a traditionalist.
No.
Do you think as you get older, you're going to like go back to the old traditions of the with the quilting?
Oh, I don't know. I feel pretty old right now, so maybe not.
So folks will have a chance to win a nice quilt.
Yes, queen size.
Queen size.
Yeah, so it'll be a nice one.
Okay. If you've just joined us, this is the Morning Zine. It's a Veterans Affairs program. I'm Jeff Pope here with Darla Saunders. We're talking about some fundraisers that are coming up for to support veterans and the work that gets done with veterans in our community. How is other fundraisers you want to talk about, or can we switch?
No, I think that's what we've got going on.
Great.
For the spring.
Let's take a look and switch gears maybe a little bit and talk about some of the accomplishments that that the DAV, the VFW, and American Legion and other associated organizations. I apologize to any vets out there if I'm forgetting your organization.
You've done good,
but I'm doing my best here. So tell me about some of the accomplishments over the last couple of months that you guys are most proud of.
Well, in December, we did our Pearl Harbor Day, where we honored our World War II vets. That was through the VFW, and that was a wonderful event. We had a really great outpouring from the community. We were able to find, I think, nearly all of the World War II veterans that we have left in the Four Corners area, bring them in. We gave them certificates. It's, you know, that's our the greatest generation. Mm-hmm. And we're able to hear some of their stories. And it was a wonderful time, actually. Mm. And so we're going to do that again this next year.
What was the impact on the vets who are still around that were able to be honored and tell their stories?
Oh, they loved it. They, you know, they love to tell their stories. It's just a matter of getting them in a place where they can do it. Mm. And we have been talking to them to see if they would get their stories either written down or on tape for their families.
Or bring them in here. We've got the facilities, as you know.
Exactly, and that's what we tell them, you know. And if they want some help with it, you know, somebody to help by interviewing so that we can get these stories written down of, there's so many cool things and people in this community that we never get to hear those stories.
And speaking for yourself, when you hear those stories, how does it impact you?
I am just awed by what they have done. Hmm. We have a Rosie the Riveter in the area. We also have people, at least one person who worked on the Alaskan Highway during World War II, some that were on the Burma Road. I mean, some of the things that they did and that they talk about is just awesome to listen to their stories.
If you've just joined us, this is the Morning Zine. I'm Jeff Pope talking with Darla Saunders, who's the adjutant for the Disabled American Veterans. She's here representing the vets for our monthly Veterans Affairs program, and we're talking about some of the accomplishments over the last couple of months of the different veterans organizations. Other individual maybe successes of a vet maybe coming back that you guys have made contact with, or other things that come to mind along just accomplishments this winter?
Well, we have a big accomplishment that's not with an individual, mm-hmm. but is with the DAV. We have now basically raised the money for our DAV van, which we'll be getting in the spring. So we are just short a little bit, but it's $14,600 that we needed to raise. And because of this wonderful community that we have here, the business directory that we did over the summer, mm-hmm. and some of the other smaller, the raffles and things like that, that we have had a wonderful community support. And so we'll be able to get our van come spring.
And the van is important because why? But
the van takes veterans to their VA appointments. So if we have veterans that are either too ill or don't have a driver's license, don't have gas money, whatever reason, we ensure that they get to their appointments both in Farmington and in Durango, and then we also go to Albuquerque on an as-needed basis.
And this van, as I recall, because we've been talking about this fundraising effort for a while, you guys have been at it, can handle the snow, and it can get a vet to where that person
yes.
needs to be.
It's actually a Ford Explorer, mm-hmm. and it's a four-wheel drive, so I don't think we've missed an appointment. So it's wonderful because it runs every day of the week.
Okay. Well, that's great that you're doing that. And we're going to take a short break here. This is the Friday Morning Zine. Jeff Pope here with Darla Saunders, who is the adjutant for the Disabled American Veterans. It's our monthly Veterans Affairs program. Stay with us. This is the Friday Morning Zine. It's our Veterans Affairs show, which we do once a month. I'm Jeff Pope here with Darla Saunders. She's the adjutant for the Disabled American Veterans and holds many hats and is speaking today about what's happening, accomplishments and challenges here in the Four Corners area for veterans. One of the challenges that's come up, we just talked about some great accomplishments that you guys have taken on and done, bringing the World War II vets together to tell their stories and be honored. The second was that the van for the Disabled American Veterans to take people to their appointments is nearly purchased. So we're just about there. This week, the Defense Secretary announced the budget as proposed for the Pentagon, and if it's not too fine a point, it says in some ways jets or vets. And is that too simple, or jets or vets or new revenue? this essentially the there could be cuts to veteran services along with the equipment that we've been traditionally using to fight wars and defend this country. So what's been the reaction locally to the new defense proposal, the defense bill proposal or budget?
Jets for vets. Good term.
Jets or vets.
Yes. Well, we feel that we will possibly be losing. In fact, we know we'll be losing some funding if it goes through as it is. It's scary. Scary for our community. And
now, this is individual veterans losing funding, or are we talking about the organizations, or both?
It's both, and uh-huh. that will include the VA. That will include the VA's ability to assist veterans. Some of the things that membership in our organizations does is help us as a entity go to Congress and lobby for veterans' benefits and their affairs. So this will probably include higher co-payments for veterans that use the VA facilities, TRICARE, which is a military retired health care system, is going to be paying larger co-payments and some more higher deductibles. And so what the organizations do, and that's why we have membership drives, is that is a lobbying body in Congress for veterans.
Which is the lobbying body?
It would be the DAV, the Disabled American mm-hmm. Veterans, or the VFW, or the American Legion, whichever. All of the veterans organizations do that. They mm-hmm. have a lobbying body. But when they go in and they can say, we are 4 million strong, and here is what we mm-hmm. feel is necessary for our veterans. That's quite a strong voice in Washington.
The local impact that you just talked about, let's just say some version of this goes through where benefits get cut to veterans. Mm-hmm. How will you guys deal with that?
It depends upon where the cuts come from. We do have our grant programs that assist veterans, so that will help in one sense. What we're looking for probably in the local area is maybe the pharmacy copays would go up, and possibly some of the pays for the visits to the VA. And in that respect, we have some programs that we can assist them in paying those. Mm-hmm. You know, some of the grants will assist with medical bills. It'll also assist by helping with rent and electricity and other items so that they can pay their medical. But that's really all that we have as far as assistance for veterans.
It's pretty thin margins then, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
And so what you were saying about membership is if people are concerned about this, one of the good ways to, you know, obviously contact your representative at the federal level, which is one way, but also mm-hmm. being a member of one of the service organizations, the Veteran Service Organization, I thought I heard you saying it amplifies your voice.
Yes, it does. And, you know, we have a lot of people that when we approach them about being members, we know they're a veteran and mm-hmm. they're in the community, and they say, you know, I'm not a joiner. I don't do those things.
I joined once.
And our response to that is, if you join, even if you don't come to meetings and you don't want to be a part of what we're doing, that still gives you that voice in Washington as a member, because they go in with their membership roles and say, this is what we've got. This is how many veterans that we are taking care of, you know, or how many that are in our organization that feel this way. We represent 4 million. We represent 2 million.
What occurs to me, Darla, and this is going to have to wrap it up, but if the Secretary of Defense is saying, look, I'd like to take the country off of a war footing, as we've been since 2001, and reduce our footprint overseas, I'm having a disconnect. So maybe I get that, but there's lots of vets who were on the war footing for the last 15 years who still need those services. And I don't understand the philosophy of saying, well, everybody has to get cut, including the people who served, while we have been expanded. Can you say more about that, or am I putting you on the spot?
You're not putting me on the spot. I don't know where he's coming from either, to be honest with you. I mean, we are cutting to such a small force that I don't think we can do anything. I didn't say that. I don't think we can do near what we should be able to do.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you look at the armies in China and in Russia, and they are three or four times what we have. And I know we have technology, but technology does not replace boots on the ground when you need them.
If you've just joined us, this is the Morning Zine. It's our weekly, monthly, Veterans Affairs program. I'm Jeff Pope here with Darla Saunders, and we've been talking about issues that impact veterans here in the Four Corners area. We'll be back next month, but I want to leave some phone numbers so people can get in touch as it relates to membership with the Veterans Service Organizations, and also for the Mancos Mardi Gras, which is coming up this Saturday, and in April, the Gun Show, which features a car show that benefits veterans. So, Darla, how can folks reach out to you?
My number is 970-560-2793.
560-2793, area code 970. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.